And at the end of the meeting, a motion is made to fire the management company, and I'm going to caveat that, to RFP, essentially firing them. Further, another motion was made to fire the legal counsel. No public comment was permitted. These votes were not on the agenda and are not valid. Let's be clear. Voting to send the management company and legal counsel to RFP while publicly questioning their integrity is, for all practical purposes, terminating them. At this point, it appears to be an effort to fire the very people who first raised the red flags and attempted to hold the process accountable. It cannot be ignored. GMS, our management company, has successfully served this district for 4 years and has only recently taken on the amenities management for the past 8 months. Their performance has been steady, responsible, and I think you've seen by the events they put on and the financial, where we stand financially as a community, they've done a good job. Legal counsel has only been with us for 2 years, or less than 2 years. It's already saved the district about $100,000 annually and continues to work and doing things as thorough as possible. GMS resigned on the spot. Legal counsel is considering resigning. I've talked to both of them. They're holding that decision, whether they resign or not, until the end of the month, and they want to see how this plays out. Those votes violate Florida Statutes Chapter 190 and Sunshine Law Chapter 286, which require public notice and open comment periods for material board decisions.